second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of four-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. And no matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
Well, Perigold gets this ball to start to the final period, but Talon Benton coming away with the steal, going into lane, now kicks over to Cresilius for the layup, and we are knotted up at 43 apiece. Baylor Cresilius with 5 points now, 43 all, 7:17 left to play in this game. Here is Lear with it. Up at the top, throws it to Schallenbarger. Down to Lloyd in the corner. His three-pointer will not go, and looks like a foul be called on the rebound. I think they're going to call that on Mountain Home. Yes, they are. That's going to be on Cresilius, and that is his fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. Jonah Treese and Chris Payne both checking into the game for Perigold. Didn't see who they replaced. I think David Williams and Nathan Lear. Davis's pass, inbound pass, was well over the head of who he was trying to throw it to, and Ben came away with the steal, going into the lane for the layup, no good, and looks like Perigold's come away with a rebound, and then they're going to draw contact in the backcourt. Hunter Bashirs picks up his third personal foul. That is the last foul Mountain Home has to give. Next one will put Perigold in the bonus. 7:01 left to play in the contest. We're knotted up at 43. Here is Davis into the front court. He's heading in towards the lane. Now kicks out to Lloyd on the left side. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Treese on the elbow. He has the ball knocked away, but a little contact as well. That is Talon Benton's fourth personal foul, and that will put Perigold in the bonus. Jonah Treese going at the free throw line for the one-on-one opportunity. 6:44 left to play in the game. Treese so far is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe with 6 points. Colton Peters will check back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Talon Benton. Again, 6:44 left to play in the game as Treese has a chance to give the Rams the lead back with a one-and-one opportunity. First free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw opportunity coming for Treese, and he gets both. 45-43, Perigold on top. Here is Bashirs with it in the front court. Gives it to Waymeyer on the low block. He tries to go up for the dunk. No good. The offensive rebound and the tip in by Colton Peters. Peters with 5 points now. 45 all. 6:25 left to play in the game. Here is Davis with it on the right side. Gives it to Payne. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Peters. Back come the Bombers. Peters quickly into the front court. He has the ball on the right wing. Goes cross-court down the corner to Cresilius. Now to Luke Cruz. He's going into the lane. He has the ball knocked away, but is able to get it back and give it to Peters. Now Peters has the ball up between the circles. Over to Cresilius on the left wing. He dribbles up to the top, gives it on the right side to Cruz. Back over to Cresilius. He's really wanting to get into the ball to Waymar, but he just didn't have the open lane. Now going up for the three-pointer is Hunter Bashir's good, and Mountain Home is on top. Hunter Bashirs with 10 points, 48-45, the Bombers leading it. 5:36 left to play in this game. Here is Schallenbarger throwing it across court to Lloyd. Now up to Payne, back to Lloyd. Once again to Payne in the right corner. Up top to Schallenbarger. He's going to head towards lane. Now kicks it out to Davis. Cross court to Lloyd. Down to Payne in the right corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Gives it up top to Lloyd. Over to Treese on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Strong, no good. They only hit backboard, and that was it. And Bashirs comes away with the rebound. Oh, Bashirs is walking gingerly. He looks like he's trying to shake it off. But here's Peters with the ball up at the top. Gives it there to Cruz. Over on the right side to Cresilius. Tries to give it to Waymeyer and does. He goes up for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. And the rebound controlled by Perigold. Well, it looked good for a moment, but it just rolled in and out. Here is Davis with it on the left side. Down the corner to Schallenbarger. Back to Davis. Now it gives a cross court to Payne in the right corner. His three-pointer good, and we're tied back up. Chris Payne with his first 3 points of the night. Josh Fulcher is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:35 left to play in the game. Mountain Home and Paragould knotted up at 48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
Well, Mountain Home just used their last 30-second timeout of the game, and they are knotted up with Paragould at 48 all, 4:35 left to play in this contest. It is a Mountain Home's basketball coming out of the timeout. So looks like Mountain Home has got to go inbound it before too long, or else the official might put the ball down on the floor. Now they finally gives it to Cresilius, who will throw it into Peters, and we're back underway. Peters into the front court, has it on the right side, goes cross court to Cresilius in the left corner, up top on the wing to Cruz, his pass is knocked away. Bashir is able to get back in the back court, and Mountain will set back up. Bashir's with it on the right wing, gives it to Cruz, who's cutting into the lane for the layup. His shot is blocked, but a little contact as well, and he'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Derek Schallenbarger. That is his third personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Luke Cruz at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 3 with 6 points. And a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back in this contest. We're tied at 48 currently. First shot for Cruz, nothing but net. One more free throw coming up for Cruz. Second shot for Cruz is up and good. He now has 8, and it is 50-48 Mountain Home on top, 4:13 left in the game. Davis will walk the ball into the front court for the Rams. Ball goes over to Schallenbarger. Over to Payne near the right corner. Back to Schallenbarger. Over to Davis on the left side. He drills up between the circles. Gives it to Treese. Over to Payne in the right corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Oh, my goodness. Chris Payne with a couple of quick threes. And Paragould back on top, 51-50. 3:47 left to play in the game. Here is Peters into the front court for the Bombers. He'll give it up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the right side. His pass was knocked away by the foot of Jonah Treese. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline right in front of their own bench. 3:39 left to play in the game. It is a one-point lead for Paragould. Cresilius will trigger the inbound pass. He gets into Peters there on the right wing. Now he'll dribble up between the circles. And looks like a reach-in foul be called on Nash Davis. That is his third personal foul, team foul number 8. So Colton Peters will go to the line for the 1-and-1 opportunity. So far, Peters is 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 5 points. First free throw for Peters is no good. He misses the front end, and the rebound controlled by Paragould. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Schallenbarger throwing it to Davis, and he's called for travel as he started to try to make a move toward the basket. Shuffled his feet just a little too much there. So Mountain Home will get back on the turnover with 3:21 left to play. 51-50 it is the Rams on top. Peters into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now he's heading down towards the lane, loses the handle of the ball. Schallenbarger comes away with the steal. Back come the Rams quickly. Here is Lloyd throwing it to Davis. Back to Lloyd in the left corner. As Bashir's right there on him, gives it back out to Davis. Up top to Schallenbarger, is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Well, Derek Schallenbarger with 13 points, and Mountain Home quickly takes a timeout will take it with them. 2:56 left to play in the game. It is Paragould on top, 54-50. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
2:56 left to play in this game. It is Paragould with a two-possession lead once again after a big three-pointer by Derek Schallenbarger. It had been a while since he had scored. He had gotten 10 points in the first half, but that was his first field goal since then. He now has 13 points, and it is 54-50, Paragould on top. Vercilius will inbound the ball to Talon Benton, who will walk it into the front court. Benton across the timeline. Drills toward the left side, picks up his dribble, now gives it to Cruz on the right. Back up top to Benton. Now he's heading towards the lane, going up toward the, I don't know if he was trying to go for the layup or try to pass it and just hit the rim, but either way, Matt Paragould comes away with the ball. Here's Davis with it on the left side. 2.5 minutes left to play. And looks like Paragould may just try to milk as much clock as they can right now. Davis throws it on the right side to Trees. Now gives it to Payne. His three-pointer, good. My goodness, he has just exploded for three three-pointers here in this fourth quarter. He has 9 points. It is 57-50, Paragould on top. A three-possession game once again. Here is Gracilius. His pass is knocked away by Schallenbarger and stolen by Payne. And back come the Rams. That may have been a dagger. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Lloyd with it, and he'll draw a little contact from Luke Cruz, and 1-1 coming up for Paragould. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Colton Peters checking back in, replacing Baylor Cresilius with 1:53 left to play in the game. So Caden Lloyd at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. So far, he is 1 of 3 from the free throw line with 17 points. First free throw rolls around, no good. So misses the front end and rebound control by Mountain Home. Here's Benton into the front court. Gives it to Peters up at the top. Now over to Cruz. Loses the handle of the ball for a moment. Now he's heading towards the paint, kicks it to Waymeyer there on the low block. His layup was no good, and it wouldn't have counted anyway because he's called for the offensive foul. David Waymeyer picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 9. Bennett Pinson checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Waymeyer, who again just picked up his fourth. 1:36 left to play in this game. It is a 7-point lead for Paragould. 57-50 is the score. Trees takes the inbound pass. Gets into the front court. Gives it to Davis on the left side. Here is Davis going towards the lane. Now kicks it to Schallenbarger. Now up top to Lloyd. They're just playing keep away, milking as much clock as they can before Mountain Home has to start fouling. Here is Lloyd giving it to Davis. Up top to Schallenbarger. Back over to Davis. And now he's going to draw contact from Hunter Bashirs. That is his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 10 against Mountain Home. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Nash Davis. Whoa, they're going to call an intentional foul against Mountain Home on that one. Wow. So that means not only does Davis get two shots, he also, but Paragould keeps the ball after it. Are Oh, my goodness. Wow. So with 1:10 left, it will be Nash Davis at the free throw line for two shots, and then Paragould's going to keep the ball after that. First free throw for Davis is no good. Second free throw for Davis is up, and he gets one of two. He's now one of three from the free throw line with 5 points. I don't know if this game's out of reach just yet, but it's awful close. It will be Paragould basketball on the near sideline. Davis inbounds it to Lloyd, who's being double-teamed, now dribbles out of it. Has the ball on the right side. Now kicks over to Payne. 59 seconds left. Here is Davis with it. Now over to Therese in the corner. Is a lob pass to, to Lloyd. He takes a hard foul. They're not going to call that one intentional. But it is going to be two shots coming up for Caden Lloyd. And that is on Colton Peters. That is his third personal foul. Now to Paragould already in the double bonus. So did they call that an intentional too? They're going to call. So Luke Dibble coming into the game for Mountain Home. Okay, they're not going to call that intentional, I don't guess. I'm not sure. But anyways, Peters checked out, and he's replaced by Dibble. Caden Lloyd at the free throw line for two shots. His first shot is up and in. He now has 18 points. That makes a 9-point lead, and this could make it double digits if he gets the second free throw. Second shot, good. 60-50, Paragould leading it. 51 seconds left of the game. Benton takes the inbound pass, dribbles toward the left corner. Tries to go across the court to Bashirs, and Bashirs is able to control it after the ball was knocked away. Here's Benton with it. Near the top, he's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good, and looks like a foul will be called on the rebound. Against Paragould, I think. Yep, it is. That foul is called on Jonah Treese. That's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number nine, so it's a 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. It looks like it'll be Hunter Bashir's shooting the free throws. David Waymeyer will check in, replacing Bennett Pinson. 35.2 seconds left to play. Mountain Homes looks like it's going to start off the season 0-1 and Paragould 1-0. Here is Bashirs with a 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. He now has 11 points. One more free throw for Bashirs. He can't get the second to go. 1 of 2 on that trip. And the rebound control by Paragould, 60-51. Rams leading it. Here is Davis with it, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt and head to the free throw line for a pair. Luke Cruz picks up his fourth personal foul. 30.3 seconds left as Nash Davis heads back to the charity stripe. He is 1 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. First free throw for Davis is up and in. Makes a double-digit game once again. Second shot for Davis. Good. He now has 7. 62-51, Paragould on top. 30 seconds left. Here is Benton into the front court. And he's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line for a pair, as that puts Mounts Home in the double bonus. That is on Nash Davis. That is his fourth personal foul, team foul number 10. So, again, two shots coming up for Talon Benton. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night. 25.4 seconds left. First shot for Benton. Good. He's now in double figures with 10. Second free throw, good. I think he was trying to miss the free throw on purpose, but unfortunately he couldn't do that. So he now has 11, and now Mountain Home is going to foul once again. Luke Dibble picks up his first personal foul. So Nash Davis back to the free throw line. First free throw for Davis is up. Good. He now has 8 points and one more free throw. And now before he shoots the free throw, second free throw, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 25.1 seconds left to play in the game. It is Perry Gould on top, 63-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the locker room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the locker room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Nash Davis with one more free throw to try to increase Perigold's 10-point lead at 63-53 with 25.1 seconds left. No one around the lane for Perigold. Three players from Mountain Home. Davis with his second free throw will not go. He gets one of two on that trip. Rebound controlled by Benton. He's quickly back the other way, going into the corner. Kicks out to Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Luke Cruz with 11 points, and now Mountain Home's going to have no choice but to foul because they're out of timeouts. They can't stop the clock otherwise. 63-56 is a score. I didn't see who that foul was called on. Was that on Benton? If it was, he's done. So anyways, two shots coming up for Derek Schallenbarger. He so far has 13 points. First free throw is up and in. And one more free throw, but now the scores table is going to call the official back. Oh, they got that problem corrected, whatever it was. 13.3 seconds left as Schallenbarger has one more free throw. Second one rolls around and goes in. He now has 15. 65-56. Perigold leading it. 10 seconds. Here is Cresilius throwing it to Cruz. His three-pointer is blocked. Gets the ball back, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Luke Cruz gets the points there, and that's the way this ball game's going to end, and Mountain Home is going to come away with a 7-point loss. Our final score tonight is Perigold 65, Mountain Home 58. We'll start the Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off, and regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value, and she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a deal now, and get it done before the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get